This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the G7 summit at Kananaskis, Canada later tonight. He will be participating in G7 discussions on the future of energy security, technology, infrastructure and investment to ensure access and affordability in a changing world. This would be the Prime Minister's sixth consecutive participation in the G7 summit. Mr. Modi will exchange views with leaders of G7 countries, other invited outreach countries, and heads of international organizations on crucial global issues. He will also hold several bilateral meetings at the sidelines of the summit, including with Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney. During the G7 meeting, Prime Minister Modi will discuss many important issues with global leaders. Bilateral meetings with his Canadian counterpart will be the major focus of this visit. We have a report.
This is Prime Minister Modi's first visit to Canada in a decade. During his last visit in 2015, bilateral ties were elevated to the level of strategic partnership. India-Canada ties are underpinned by strong people-to-people connect, growing trade and investment ties, strong presence of Indian students, and tremendous potential for cooperation in the fields of science, technology, and innovation. Bilateral trade in goods in 2024 stood at $8.6 billion, much below potential. Canada hosts one of the largest Indian diasporas abroad, accounting for nearly 4.5% of its population. This includes nearly 1.8 million Canadians of Indian origin and 1 million non-resident Indians. Suparna Saikia, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Amid rising tensions in West Asia, G7 leaders issued a unified statement addressing the situation between Israel and Iran. They have reiterated their commitment to peace and stability in the Middle East, affirming Israel's right to defend itself and underlining their continued support for the country's security. Emphasizing the importance of protecting civilians amid ongoing regional tensions, the grouping also identified Iran as the principal source of instability and terror in the region. The leaders reiterated that Iran must never be allowed to acquire a nuclear weapon. Iran and Israel exchanging strikes for the fifth day with civilians in flashpoint areas facing waves of attacks. Explosions were heard in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem as the Israeli military said Iran had launched a new wave of missiles. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps has claimed its missile strikes in Israel hit a military intelligence center and a Mossad operations planning center. Israel's military said it conducted several extensive strikes on military targets in western Iran. Israel's military claimed that it had eliminated Ali Shadmani, Iran's wartime chief of staff and a close aide to Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei in an overnight strike. Indian students in Tehran have been moved out of the city for reasons of safety through arrangements made by the Indian Embassy in Iran. The External Affairs Ministry also advised other residents who are self-sufficient in terms of transport to move out of the city. Chiefs Chintan, a structure to the interaction between the Chief of the Army Staff, General Upendra Dwivedi, and former Chiefs of the Army Staff commenced in New Delhi today. The conclave aims to provide a platform to leverage the institutional knowledge and experience of the former Chiefs. On the occasion, General Dwivedi underlined the importance of former Chiefs' continued engagement in shaping the ongoing transformation and future direction of the Indian Army. Principal Secretary to the Prime Minister, Dr. P.K. Mishra, today highlighted that preparedness and awareness are crucial for tackling increasing uncertainty on disaster occurrence. He added that the hazard and vulnerability landscape are changing and so should enhance the preparedness levels of the states. Mr. Mishra said this while chairing the valedictory session of an annual conference of relief commissioners and state disaster response force of states and union territories organized by the Minister of Home Affairs in New Delhi. Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan today chaired a high-level review meeting for security preparations for the upcoming Amarnath Yatra. The meeting held at police headquarters in Srinagar was attended by JNK Chief Secretary and DGP senior officials of the Indian Army as well as intelligence agency representatives and others. The meeting was to finalize an action plan on security and preparations for the Amarnath Yatra. And that is the end of this news bulletin.